Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We just checked, double-checked, Dave Cohen, our news director, did, in the UP Long Bridge, although some things you're seeing on social media, is still open, one lane in both directions. The problem's going to be getting from there to wherever you're trying to go. Jefferson Parish sending out a text to just stay where you are, be a little bit patient for a while. Travel is not advised. However, commerce does need to go on, and people do need to get supplies. Joe Zapardo joins us now, owner of Zapardo's. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. Tell me, are y'all open, and what kind of challenges are y'all facing getting stuff into the store?
Well, you know, we are not open currently, but we will be opening up in an hour or two. Okay. And, you know, we are prepared for this. You know, none of us knew what kind of snow event this was going to be. But we prepare just in case for the worst, and I'm really glad we did. You know, on Monday when we're getting our regular deliveries, just because we knew coming from Baton Rouge, where our main warehouse is, we knew that there was going to be some complications of them coming in with icy roads and stuff like that. So we staged trucks. So this morning, or we thought it would be yesterday, but now that we're opening this morning, we had staged those trucks, and now we're going to be fully prepared and stocked for when we do open.
So the store opens at what time?
We're going to open up at 11 o'clock this morning, or maybe even a little earlier if we can. But it depends on when our employees get there. People are showing up right now, and as soon as we have enough employees to open, we're going to open. So we're prepared for this, and we're ready for to serve the community when we're available.
How about the deli? Any hot food for people that are looking?
That was the first people to show up this morning. Okay. So we're hopefully going to be frying some chicken. We have plenty prepared meals that we started doing early this morning, and we will have some hot food for people who need it.
Some of that great comfort food you can just stick in the microwave or the oven and get ready to go. One big question, I was in there Sunday evening, Joe, and this is on me, not you, okay? I want to take full responsibility for this because I waited too long to get a king cake. And there were some still available. I'm getting the Saludo's Fig King Cake, and there were some Brennan's that were still there. But what's the supply of king cakes at Zapardo's today? Because that you guys have turned into a king cake hub, really, on a weekend.
We have decided to, you know what, let's bring everybody's king cakes here because that's, you know, everybody wants to have king cake parties and try all the different king cakes. Well, why make them go to five different spots for them? So mm-hmm. we've always brought them into us to make your life a little easier. We will be opening this morning with some Joe's King Cakes and some Buttercrisp King Cakes. Okay. I don't think anyone else in the king cake business is delivering today, but I have absolutely everybody delivering tomorrow for king cakes.
They may not be baking, but tomorrow you think you'll be back in full king cake operation?
That's what they're telling me. I had a lot of time these last couple of days to call everybody and find out what their production is going to be, and they all started baking yesterday and today, and they will be making deliveries as of tomorrow.
If y'all have not been to Zapardo's on a weekend, and this is not a paid endorsement or anything, but I drive over from Belchase, it's a happening with people standing in line to get the Dong Fong King Cakes. You got a place outside the store where people can stand to wait for those. Just people mulling about getting the food, the sampling that's going on. You got an outstanding operation going on over there, Joe. You really do. And for people that are looking for hot meals after 11 or 11:30, as soon as you can, 11 o'clock or maybe earlier than that, you'll get the store open?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And no later than 11. And like I said, hopefully if a couple people get in there a little early, we're going to open up a little early.
If you need supplies and can get there safely, and also King Cakes restocked tomorrow morning. Accurate?
Yeah, that is very accurate.
Thank you, Joe. Tell them where the store is.
The store is at 5010 Veterans. It's on the corner of Veterans and Transcontinental. And look, at the end of the day, we need to know, all our customers know that Zapardo's Family Market will be there for them, and we'll have everything that they need. And we will do it with a smile and an appreciation that they won't find anywhere else.
It's a happening on a weekend, I'm telling you. Thank you, Joe Zapardo. 8:50, 10 till 9. We're going to talk about Jefferson Parish Water when we come back with Sydney Basley, Director of the Water Department for Jefferson Parish. Right now, traffic, WWL.